Those who want to force masks on others seem not to have looked at any actual studies. Instead, they are taking the word of their favorite doctor, institution, or other top men. That's not science, that's a religion. A nurse up at the hospital, who happens to be a friend, sent me a screenshot. "The CDC says masks stop viruses," she said. I looked at the screenshot and realized it was an article I'd read more than once. She was in error. In the article, the CDC did not say, and never has said, that masks stop viruses. What they do say is that they may help slow the spread. Yes, they will be about as effective as when you throw a handful of sand through a chain-link fence. A few grains of sand may stick to the fence, but the rest passes right on through. Just try your own experiment. Put on a mask, light a match, blow it out. Right through the mask, I was able to. And then try to smell the smoke. I was able to. So those smoke particles are getting through. And yet smoke particles are approximately 10 times larger than viruses. And you know what? That's okay. Because your own immune system handles this virus so well that there is a 99.98% survival rate. Yes, 99.98% survival rate. You can read about this in a study called The Infection Fatality Rate of COVID-19 Inferred from Seroprevalence Data by Stanford Dr. John Ioannidis. 99.98% is better than any vaccine can do. And for people over the age of 75, there is still a 95% survival rate. Why the fear? We are swimming in a sea of viruses and bacteria all the time. If it was about the germ, we'd all be dead before we were a few days old. But our bodies are intelligent machines. We need to remember that there are more bacteria and viruses in us and on us than we have cells in our bodies. Many of them not just helpful, but even crucial for our survival. Are masks effective? No, because the virions of coronavirus are 30 times smaller than surgical mask filtrations. Is there harm from masks? Yes. Masks deliver bacteria to our lungs. A mask can become a virus collector. Viruses and bacteria will stay on the surface and in the masks. The viruses live and remain active in a warm and humid environment. Please don't be like those cult followers who make decisions based not on available science, but on authority because someone said so. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the National Institutes of Health, Dr. Fauci's NIAID, have become a priesthood, and too many are following their dictates in a manner resembling a religious cult. With a 99.98% survival rate, this fear is completely unnecessary. Fear is never helpful and is never virtuous. With a mask, you are a walking billboard of fear. It is a symbol of fear. Is this how you want your family to live? In fear? In never-ending dystopia? In not being able to see the smiles of friends and family? This great scare is not going away unless you turn away from that fear and take back your freedom. Freedom is never given. It must be taken. Thank you. I'm Dana Tinas.